Welcome to Twist for the week of May 20th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering a transient occupancy tax legislation in Alabama, a budget update from California, and a Tennessee sales tax bill. In Alabama, legislation has been enacted that requires accommodations intermediaries to collect state and local transient occupancy taxes effective January 1, 2025. Under the bill, an accommodations intermediary must collect taxes on the room charge, which is the full retail price paid by the guest for an accommodation, including any accommodations fee and any other fees or charges. When an accommodations intermediary facilitates the transaction on behalf of an accommodations provider, the taxes collected may be remitted to the accommodations provider when there is an executed written agreement or contract specifying the responsible party for remitting such taxes. The bill also defines key terms and specifies certain reporting requirements. In California, Governor Newsom recently released his May budget revisions. Importantly, for corporate income tax purposes, the budget revisions contemplate clarifying the law to address the recent Office of Tax Appeals decision in Microsoft adopting limits on the use of business credits and suspending NOLs for certain taxpayers. Finally, Tennessee currently imposes a state sales tax of 4% on sales of food and food ingredients. However, House Bill 2641 grants certain municipalities the power to exempt sales of food and food ingredients from city sales tax or impose tax at a reduced rate. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.